Weather conditions across the Midwest over the coming week may become a little bit tenuous because of the lack of precipitation volume that will likely occur across the region and a warming trend that's likely to grab the attention of many an investor and a farmer. We are expecting to see temperatures out there work their way back into the 80s this week. Not a lot of high 80s are expected until we get into the weekend and on into the early part of next week when a ridge of high pressure will push through the Midwest and will likely force those temperatures into the middle 80s through the lower and a few middle 90s. That's when the heat will likely be greatest. Obviously, that's when the stress levels for crops will be highest. The interesting part of all this is that rainfall prior to the hottest weather will likely be rather restricted, and many areas will see net drying conditions over the balance of this week. We're likely to see the rain totals for the entire 7 days coming up, not much more than a few hundredths of an inch to five-tenths of an inch in quite a few locations, with some local totals getting upwards to three-quarters of an inch. The precipitation will be welcome in all cases, but it may not be enough to counter evaporation. Even though temperatures don't get much warmer than the 80s for a while, that's still warm enough to evaporate a fair amount of moisture, especially when you're picking up less than a half inch of moisture over a week's time. That means that the topsoil will likely be rated short, maybe even very short in some locations by the time we finish out the weekend coming up. That puts a lot of pressure on next week's weather event, and we'll watch that very closely. Next week's weather event entails a large upper-level cold core of air over the eastern portions of the Canadian prairies, and the upper-level low is likely to settle into a part of the Midwest as time moves forward through the week, according to the model data. If the low-pressure system drops through the Midwest as advertised, there's a fair chance that showers and thunderstorms will come with it, and a bit of relief from the hottest weather will likely come as well, and temperatures will cool back down into some 70s and perhaps some lower 80s. And with the cool-off and the precipitation potential, crops could get the necessary lift to improve their overall status after this week's drier-biased environment. So a close watch on next week's storm system is certainly going to be given as we go forward through this week. My personal opinion is that the storm system is probably too intense. There's too much cold air with it, and maybe a little bit too much moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico to merge in with it. Certainly, if all these factors are there next week, we could see several areas pick up on significant amounts of rainfall. But I think in reality, it'll be a little bit lighter. And that means that crop conditions will continue to be somewhat tenuous in parts of the region, just simply because some areas will get more rain than others. It looks like the west central parts of the Corn Belt will probably see the least amount of rainfall next week. That would include places like Nebraska and Iowa, maybe a few locations in northeastern Kansas and northwestern Missouri. The temperature outlook after the first part of next week is for a more seasonable range of temperatures. In fact, there's a chance for cooler than usual conditions to move back across a part of the Midwest for a few days, and if that ends up occurring, that will certainly be helpful to crops once again. The overall bottom line is a close watch on the forecast is definitely warranted over these next 2 weeks. We fully expect to see more concern about dryness as we move forward through this week. And if indeed we are correct about the storm system next week being weaker, then there's going to be more talk in the marketplace about what happens next to the U.S. Midwest. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.